we get the chance to catch up with the folks over at ExxonMobil. It is summertime again, which means time to talk about the internship program. Want to welcome back to the show, Berenia Robillard. Berenia, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
No, glad to have you back on here. You brought in a new crop of interns with us today.
I did. They're awesome.
That is awesome. We're going to get to our interns in just a minute, though. But I want to start up with the bird's eye view, the 10,000-foot view of what the internship program at ExxonMobil does.
Absolutely. So the high school internship program at ExxonMobil allows high school students, rising juniors up to recent graduates from high school, the opportunity to come right into our offices, learn a little bit more about what some of the different career paths that we offer within the energy industry.
The level of commitment it takes over the course of the summer, what goes into that?
So typically we're looking at about 7 to 8 weeks during the summer, 40 hours a week, Monday through Friday.
40 hours a week, Monday through Friday.
40 hours a week.
That is a legit work week. That is a lot more than most high school students would put in, which kind of tells you something about the character behind those who are signing up. Before we get to our interns right now, I want to ask you about past performance or past success.
Okay.
You've brought interns into the studio before. Do we have success stories beyond high school to where they followed up and stayed on with ExxonMobil and gone on to great things?
Oh, absolutely. So we haven't been established so far where we've had students that have matriculated into ExxonMobil, mm-hmm. but certainly where they've been very clear and that they want to go into industry. So we've had some that have gone on to the North Baton Rouge Industrial Training Initiative. We have some that are keeping up with us at LSU and at Southern University. So they are certainly on their way to being ExxonMobil employees if we're able to keep them.
The track record is being built as we speak. We'll get into on the back end of all this about how folks can sign up and what's needed on that end. But absolutely. I can't waste any more time before getting to our interns today. That would be Maven Skillman and Levi Randall. Welcome aboard. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very well. I tell you what, maybe let's move you over to Berenia's mic real quick because she's going to be stepping back for just a second. Levi, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity.
No, glad to have you all on today. Glad to be talking about this. Let's start with the basics. Where are you from? What school do you go to? Maven, you first.
So I just graduated from Baton Rouge High. And
okay.
I'm going to LSU in the fall.
Going to LSU in the fall. What about you, Levi?
I just graduated from Santa Maria High School, and I'm going to RPCC for PTech.
Okay, very cool. So right down I-10 from here. What attracted you to the internship program in the first place?
So I actually did this program last year, so I kind of had an idea of what went on, mm-hmm. and it definitely helped me grow as a student and a peer and an employee, and I wanted to take that opportunity again.
What brought you in?
It was just the opportunity they were handing out to young kids that have an idea or thought they might have wanted to go into the industrial field and being able to, like, take your first step into that field without having to go through a major long process. You know, you get to be exposed to the industry and all the different fields they offer out there.
What specifically are you working on with the intern? Let's start with you on this one, Levi. What specifically are you working on? What goes into your internship?
So it's just a lot of hands-on. You're an employee of ExxonMobil.
Yeah.
So they definitely treat you like an employee. They treat you like it's your job. They don't baby you in any kind of way. But I'm doing the operations and mechanical side of things.
Okay.
So it's leaning more towards PTech. You know, I asked Exxon to do that for me, and when no questions asked, they did it for me. So.
Was it what you're expecting?
It's a lot more. It's definitely a lot more than what I expected. I feel like I'm going to work every day. I don't feel like I'm doing an internship. I feel like my daily routine is I'm going to work. Like,
and when we talk about hands-on, can I squeeze Berenia back in for just a quick second? When we talk about hands-on, there is, and I remember we talked about this last year as well, y'all don't shy away from letting your interns actually handle real responsibility.
Oh, they are handling real responsibility. So Levi was being a little bit shy, but he's turning pumps, he's turning valves, he's taking care of business, he's going out there, the operators are telling him what to do. Now he's being looked at to make sure he's doing it correctly, mm-hmm. has on the correct PPE. But he's doing real work. Maven is doing real work. She's going to tell you a little bit about that. But they are figuring out some real calculations and making things happen out in the field.
Let's get you back in real quick, Levi. The 40-hour work week. I mean, how are you handling that right now?
Yes, sir. It's not too bad. I like the routine it establishes and giving you that foothold of knowing what you're going to be going into whenever, you know, life gets real, whenever
yeah.
you start, when you become an adult, when it's time to grow up.
But part of that phase here is you're going to take this and head on to RPCC after this. Do you feel like, and I know we're early in the summer still, but do you feel like you have a head start on your next step on that that college education because of what you're doing right now?
Yes, sir. So I think that learning in a classroom is a whole lot different than being in the field and being able to touch things and put your hands on it and see a process happen in live action. You're able to troubleshoot things, and when things go wrong, you have to be able to think about it right there on the spot and make something happen. Whereas in a classroom, it's just they prepare it as if everything happens perfectly all the time. You're never set up for having to think about something or think around a situation. So it definitely challenges your mind, and it opens up your knowledge as to what really goes on within the process industry.
Levi Randall is with us, as is Maven. We're going to get to you in just a second, Maven. I got one or two more for Levi real quick, though. Side by side, you're working with ExxonMobil employees, or you're also working with other interns. What's that side by side like? Are you building new relationships on that front?
Yes, sir. So these relationships I would have never thought I would have made. Definitely, there is such good people over there, especially, you know, at Sorrento. That's all the only place I've ever been besides the small places I've been at the refinery. But they're such good people. They were so welcoming. They brought me in and treated me like I was a real employee and never once hesitated to help me out or be there for me. Even if they had to take time away from the tasks they were doing, they never hesitated to help me.
What's been the biggest surprise so far?
The biggest surprise has definitely been how complex the process really is, you know, and it's not, I mean, they're not making ice cream out here, you know, they're dealing with stuff that can, you know, harm you in many ways and sometimes even cause death, unfortunately. But the good thing is the team around you and the family around you always ensure and make sure that you go back home and the same way you walked in through those gates, you know, when you clocked in that morning. So
very cool stuff. Let's get over to Maven Skillman for just a second. Maven, what are you doing?
So I'm a part of the engineering discipline. So it takes us students that are interested in engineering, and we rotate through different disciplines within the department. Mm-hmm. So and every single week, we have a little mini project that we do. So the first week, we did a lag time calculation where we actually found, hey, this could be optimized. We can make this lag time shorter so we're getting more efficient data.
What's that side-by-side like with the engineers who are there?
So we do a bit more of the shadowing aspect, but they are talking us through every single step of what we're doing. Like we're doing what they're doing, basically.
I want to ask you the same similar question to what I asked Levi, and that's about your next chapter when you go to LSU. Are you able to see on a day-to-day basis within the internship what's going to apply once you get to LSU versus what is like, okay, I probably won't get this in the classroom?
Okay, so definitely similar to Levi, I'm getting to put my hands on things. I'm getting to see it with my own eyes rather than, you know, in the classroom, it's a perfect world and you're not going to learn everything in the classroom. A lot of working is learning on, like, in the field, on the job. So it's definitely preparing me for the real workforce.
Engineers tend to speak a different language. what's that transition like? Because I asked Levi about the relationships. I want to ask you the same question right there. What's that relationship building like? Because we're talking about y'all are fresh out of high school.
Right.
And you're working with people who have been on the job for a while now. How is that transition right there? How is the fitting in?
So I will say the people that, like, our mentors are definitely qualified. They're very smart people, but they also make sure that they're taking the time to teach us. They say a good engineer is, you know, they know their stuff, but a great engineer is one that can teach someone else. So they're putting us with those great engineers that can take things step by step and break it down for us to make sure we understand.
What's been the biggest surprise for you so far?
Okay, so the biggest surprise for me is actually learning that I might be more interested in a different field than I thought. So I came in thinking, really? I wanted to do chemical, mm-hmm. but I'm coming out thinking maybe machinery and mechanical engineering is the way I want to go.
Wow, okay, that's pretty cool right there.
Yes, sir.
Levi, I want to get you in for one more because I want to ask y'all the same question back to back. This is about, and I don't know if I'm going to phrase this the right way, but have you had an aha moment yet? One of those moments where, like, in doing the job, in being in the place where ExxonMobil has put you, have you had that moment where, like, your eye, and you kind of alluded to a second ago, but have you had that moment where you're like, whoa, this is what I want to get into?
Yes, sir. So I think, you know, like, they're treating me as if I am an outside operator, you know, like, stuff like that. So whenever I really started turning valves and troubleshooting things and having to be next to the personnel that have been there for years and having to think on their same level, I like the challenge it brought to me. And those valves are way harder to turn than they look, especially if they haven't been opened or stroked, you know, very often.
Uh-huh.
They're tough. So I like that challenge too, and kind of get a little workout in every now and again, you know.
Maven, what about you? That moment where it just clicked, because you said you decided – And man, I'm not, you know, not holding you down to a major here yet, but to go from CAMI to mechanical, what was that? Walk me through the moment itself. Tell me the story.
So the first discipline that I went to is analyzer engineers and applications engineers. Well, engineering, those are two different weeks, but those are typically the CAMI heavy disciplines. And then the next week I went to machinery engineering, and I was like, wait a second, I think I like machinery engineering a little bit more. Getting to see their day-to-day lifestyle, like chemical engineers might spend a little bit more time in the office and machinery engineers a bit more outside. And I think being a machinery engineer might fit the lifestyle I want a little bit more.
Very, very cool stuff. Now, as far as the rest of the summer is concerned, do y'all know what you've got, like what you've got planned, like what your day-to-day is going to be like, or is the future still a little bit waiting to explore?
Are you talking about like during the internship?
During the internship.
Okay, so I think it's going to be pretty similar to what's happening now. I'm going to keep going through the same disciplines, but every single day I'm learning something new. I'm meeting new people. I'm doing new calculations, so yeah.
What about on your end, Levi? Is it you're hoping for more of the same to continue that mastery level, or are you looking for the next challenge to pop up?
Yes, sir. I'm definitely looking for the next challenge. Now, I like that they start you out, you know, kind of slow, kind of gets you worked into the day-to-day life, like Maven said. But I am looking to, you know, advance my education a little more and have a deeper understanding of the process instead of, you know, being kind of shallow and still having to ask questions, whereas I could just know it like the back of my hand. That's what I want to get to one day.
And that's where it needs to go. This is absolutely where it needs to head. And it puts y'all on a head start down the path, especially once school starts back up in the fall. Let's get Berania back in here for the last couple minutes just to kind of cover some of the questions that our listeners might be having if they've got kids who are in high school and might be looking at the same thing for high school students or for the parents that are out there right now. I don't imagine there's a whole lot of high school students dialed in at 7:28 this morning. But for the high school students or the parents that are out there, what do they need to know about getting involved with the program?
Absolutely. So they can follow ExxonMobil on all of our social media channels, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And they'll find out when the application comes out. So the application usually comes out about January, February of the current year that we'll have the internship. Mm-hmm. They look for that and they go through the process from there.
So the process, what goes into sort of, to keep it with a college term, the prereqs, what's needed to become an applicant?
So we're really looking for the transcript to be attached to the application as well as some level of resume, right? That helps us understand what interest your student or your child may be interested in. Are they interested in some level of environmental engineering? Have they taken a welding class to demonstrate to us that they have some level of knowledge about the industry?
How rigorous is the process to get to where we've got these two awesome employees in here?
It's not too rigorous, right? So we're talking about the application, a screening process, and an interview. So typically like a typical
interview. Let me re-ask the question. How many applicants versus how many positions?
Okay, so we're talking about a lot of applications, yeah. Right? So we usually get down to this year we've had more than double what we typically have. So let's say we had about 300 applications, and we get down to about 40 students.
That's fantastic. Now, and those 40 students, there's a lot more than just what Levi and Maven are doing. What are some of the other examples of how the internships play out?
So we have some students that are working within the mechanical organization, so they may be in electrical instrumentation analyzer. We have some within environmental information technology. They're working in terminal operations, so they're definitely working within engineering. So just a gamut of different areas, Port Allen Loops plant. So they are all over the place. Our full Baton Rouge area is involved, engaged, and we want to have interns there and succeeding.
One more time, ExxonMobil's social media is where you start, correct?
Yes, social media is where you start.
It's the easiest place to start. Rather than having someone try to remember a phone number while they're on their way to work, just follow ExxonMobil Baton Rouge on all your social media outlets. Thank you all so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Greatly, greatly appreciate it.